Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, we're back. Hour three of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Speaking of experiences.
Caller number five.
Yeah.
Right now to 651-641-1071. You're going to win a pair of tickets to the Minnesota Wild as they square off against the Florida Panthers happening February 13th. 7 p.m. Caller 5, 651-641-1071. Good luck to you and yours.
Now, that's nice.
We buried the lead.
Oh?
You made quick mention of it. Donna's working today with frozen shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And she's working today with frozen shoulder. She texted me about this. You know, you texted me about this last night.
Hmm.
And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Isn't frozen shoulder what some listener said like a couple months ago when we were talking about this around the holidays?
I had a friend warn me about it too.
And said, no, you got to go in and get seen now or else that will turn into frozen shoulder. How did the doctor describe to you what frozen shoulder is? I've only heard of it. I don't know what it is.
She really didn't.
Nice.
She just said, I don't detect any arthritis. I don't detect a tear.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I had x-rays. And, wow, they're really slick over there at TRIA.
Yeah, that's where I went.
So, I mean, it's an amazing operation. But anyway, she said it usually takes about a year. It's kind of like picture like an arch like or a hill. Like you're going up the hill, then you come down the hill.
Yes.
I'm not quite to the top of the hill. I said, well, can I turn around and go back down the hill instead of going over the hump first? She's like, good question. Physical therapy and probably a cortisone shot next week.
Most frozen shoulders get better on their own within 12 to 18 months.
Yep.
Holy Pete.
I
know. That's a long time.
I know. So that's what I have. Thank you.
Well, we thank you for showing up today. This could have been a
Even put a bra on.
Sort of.
Don't even get me started.
That's a bummer whenever it is when you find a very routine task. For me, it was when I went to one day get coffee heated up out of the microwave and then reaching my arm up to go up that high. I was like, oh,
yeah,
and then I get the coffee. I come back to the couch. And I'm like, you can do this. Yeah, big pappy. And then I went to sip it, and I may as well have been trying to lift a safe, a bank safe off of the ground.
Yeah.
Hurt so bad.
That does it still?
No. Okay. But I have a different shoulder problem, and I got a cortisone shot in my shoulder at TRIA, and it didn't work. And so they said, if it doesn't work, you'll probably want to get some imaging done. But I want to go in and ask my same doc, can I do one more cortisone shot?
I don't think you're supposed to have, you have to keep cortisone shots under a certain number per year, I think.
Okay. Well, I just want to say
because
second one.
I don't think it's good for you. Is I think.
Correct. Yeah.
Kojak, you know anything about this?
I do. Yeah.
What do you know, Kojak?
I don't know exactly the timetable, but I know there's a period of time you have to wait until you get your next.
What happens if I get too much cortisone?
Oh, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
But maybe my body won't be in any pain.
Oh, that's not a good thing though.
Yeah.
You need to feel a little bit of pain. You don't want to be invincible.
You do want to be invincible.
Good luck to you, sir.
Oh, by the way, speaking of not feeling pain, I yesterday had the first experience in a while of both of my feet falling asleep.
Ooh.
I'll be darned. I mean, that is a really peculiar feeling.
Yeah. You kind of feel helpless.
Yeah. And isn't this the worst part? You stand up, you can't even feel, you just feel like they may as well be like, I don't know, sandbags at the bottom of your legs. You know they're there, you feel that they're there, but you can't feel them, you can't feel anything. And you know that once you take those first few steps, each time it's going to be that stinging sensation of like the blood reflowing or whatever it is. And then, you know,
good observation.
You're holding your leg there. And I was, and I knew, well, A, I can't just live here. I have to move eventually. But I knew that next step I take is going to be that really uncomfortable stinging sensation. And then it's going to take about 5 to 7 more steps after that to fully kind of stomp it all out.
You should save this for your stand-up routine. That's good. I don't think I've ever heard it done. I'm being serious. I think this is a good, relatable topic.
You could understand why that didn't seem like a compliment, because you hadn't laughed at all. And then said you should include this in your next stand-up.
Well,
was that a boring
funny
story? Was that a boring story that I told?
No, I was being genuine.
Really?
Yes. I've never heard anyone cover this topic, and it is very... Everyone can relate to what you're saying.
Are you messing with me?
I'm not.
How each step you're nervous, but you know you have to take it?
Yes.
Huh. Mike?
It's a good bit. It's a good bit.
Yes, I would just polish it a little. I would just, you know, work on the fun, funny stuff.
And I'm not even going to tell you the situation I was in to have both feet fall asleep. But they fell asleep, and I'm a human.
Were you standing?
No.
Were you on the toilet?
How dare you? Yes.
Okay. I knew it. As soon as you said it, I knew it. Let's see. You're getting lots of emails about frozen shoulder and cortisone shots.
Oh, yeah.
What happens is they can, thank you, Sarah, they can weaken the tendons or ligaments if you get too many.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a false sense of being pain-free can lead to, like, further damage.
Donna, a good friend of mine, had frozen shoulder and went to get acupuncture. They did cupping and it worked wonders for him. Look into it.
Will do.
Steve is cheating. That from Teresa. I don't even know what that is in reference to. Oh, was that because of how quickly I answered my College of Pop Culture knowledge questions today? Probably.
Yeah, you were probably cheating.
No, I wasn't, but man, I was on fire. Let's see here. Mike nickname. Yeah.
Don't throw tissues in your toilet. It'll clog them.
My aunt had that van that Steve was talking about back in the 90s. Epic trips in it. Felt like a king. I can still smell the upholstery from that bad boy. And it had curtains. Yeah, yeah. Those vans. We were talking about those old conversion vans earlier with the big comfy pilot's chairs that you could turn around. And they did have curtains. I'll be darned, because they knew that you were going to sleep in there. I mean, that's right. Why the couch folded down.
Right. It's kind of cool.
When I would go to this camp growing up, this campground that had cabins, you know, and we'd go to family camp for a week. It was so much fun. Sheldon Calvary Camp in Ashtabula, Ohio. And my dad never wanted to sleep in the cabin, so he would always sleep in the van outside of the parked behind
fun.
The cabin.
That's kind of fun.
And then the kids, we would all be in the cabin.
Wow. Wow. You're not a bad dog. That's
fun.
Well, now we have no time for anything else. Thank you.
No, Donna.
Oscar Mayer missed an opportunity. I would just like to tell you this. The movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, is doing really well as far as accolades, awards. And Oscar Mayer is now realizing that they made a huge mistake. So there's a universe in the movie in which all the people have hot dog fingers. Mm. Very funny, actually. And when the movie was about to open, the producers reached out to Oscar Mayer with a DM that said, "We have an upcoming film that happens to heavily feature hot dogs. If you're open to it, we would love to discuss a fun collaborative project we have in mind. Can't think of a better partner for this." Mm. Well, Oscar Mayer ghosted them.
Mm.
After the movie earned 11 Oscar nominations.
That's 11.
Make-A-Wish. The producers posted the unanswered DM and wrote, "When one Oscar lets you down, another comes through."
Great.
And then Oscar Mayer responded, "The L is on us, sending you buns of love."
Wait, nobody tell Donna. Let's see if she can figure it out.
Loss?
You got it.
Thank you. And then they included
a picture
of a hand making an L with its fingers. It's hot dog fingers.
Hot dog fingers?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? That is funny.
All right. Bye-bye.
when we come back.
I was waiting. Dramatic pause.
When we come back, we've got a couple of studies. Do you know what the number one dream job is? And I bet you there would be a lot of people who have this job who would say, you need to dream a bit better or differently. I don't, but maybe nobody who has the dream job actually thinks it's the dream job. The number one job on people's dream list has been revealed in a study. We will tell you about it. And Donna asked this question. If you could switch one of your senses on and off at will, which would it be? I have a slam dunk one for this.
Oh, cool.
We'll share our thoughts. That one, we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hello. We're back.
Oh, never went anywhere, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
What's your dream job?
I am living it in this moment.
That's so lovely.
I would like to host a game show.
Oh, that sounds real fun. I love it.
Putting it out into the ether.
Oh, good. Then you will. You're still young. You've got time. I'm on the casino tour.
You?
I'm playing with Night Ranger.
What's that mean? Is that like a band?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Oh, you're doing great. What would your dream job be?
Oh, I think this is my dream job.
No, I really do. I get it, Donna.
Because
listen,
I get to
sign the contract. Everything is good. You can't do that as the answer. This is a hypothetical. Like I asked you the other day, if you didn't do this, what would you love to do?
I would love to be the owner of a hobby farm.
I didn't expect you to say this when you said this.
Why?
Lack of know-how, maybe. But that's it. We're dreaming.
Right, we're dreaming. I have a really great love for animals.
You do love animals.
Particularly hobby farm type animals. Donkeys? Are you kidding me? If I could have a donkey today, that would be like my dream pet.
What if they said we're going to give you a free donkey?
Take an alpaca and... a llama, and a goat.
Can I?
Now you can continue.
Just because those might be a lot. But if somebody said, here's a donkey, you love donkeys. He has to live in your house. He will defecate outside. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
absolutely. I didn't even get to the potty training.
Absolutely. You need to see the banshees of whatever.
Of Inisherin, the movie that you hated.
I didn't hate the movie. It's just very sad.
What were the? We had so many great quotes.
Yeah,
I got to tell Rocco to cut that into a promo yesterday. Donna talks about an Oscar-nominated movie. It was awesome. I just don't know why they made it. It was just pointless.
It
was so depressing.
It's physically dark.
Yeah, it's so dark. Physically, I mean,
it's dark. Like no, physically. It's dark.
Oh, man.
Like, the lights are dim.
You know, my grandma used to know a gentleman in Florida who had a small horse in his house. It was like a therapy horse. It helped him...
It's amazing.
...stand up and stuff, I think. If he needed to stand up out of a chair or something like that, he would, like, grab onto it, and then that would happen. It would get up. So you would allow a donkey to be in your house?
Yes. And a goat. It'd have to be like a pygmy goat.
Yeah. Some people have pigs in their houses.
Some people have ducks in their houses.
You used to have a ferret in your house.
That is correct.
Do ferrets exist in the wild? If so, tell me where.
I don't know. I know guinea pigs don't. Isn't that interesting? They're like...
bred for human entertainment?
They used to be...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
They used to be used for meat, I believe. I went into a deep guinea pig dive. They're from South America, but they're not really found in the wild.
How about gerbils?
Great question. And how about...
I bet you a gerbil's dream job is to be a guinea pig someday.
And don't you think gerbils are mistaken for mice?
I would think so. We had gerbils. I think my brother, when he was in school, as like middle school maybe, there was a class project, I guess, where each student maybe got to watch over gerbils. My memory is there was a time that we had 9 gerbils in like an aquarium kind of thing. And it was in our bedroom. And then we would bring them out, play with them. They'd kind of bite us a little bit. I think, do they chew off their own tails or other people's tails?
I don't know.
I think one of them had a bum tail.
You find gerbils in Africa, India, and Asia.
Okay.
And domestic ferrets are not found in the wild, but the wild European polecats are the most related species of animals. And they are found in the mountains, forests, and farmlands of Europe.
So ferrets are only bred in captivity, either in a homeowner's or at like in a pet store situation. Can you buy a, where do you
ferrets?
Buy a ferret?
At a pet store.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a ferret at a pet store.
Oh yeah, they're there all the time. Yeah, you have.
You think so?
I do.
I've seen birds. I've seen dogs. Mike's processing some information that is...
That's because I just saw a picture of a black-footed ferret, which I would recommend you look up. It's the cuteness of a ferret mixed with the cuteness of a trash panda. It's adorable.
Aww.
You got to see his little face and his little feet. It's just so cute.
Oh, yeah, that is cute.
Aw, okay, I'm sorry.
They're very playful.
Trash panda is a koala.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty cute.
For those of you who haven't heard
raccoon.
That before. Raccoon. Yeah. Oh, it's a raccoon. Oh, sorry to the koalas out there.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, a raccoon is a trash panda.
Yes.
Do you think we'll ever get to our studies?
People want to be pilots.
Okay.
Number one job on the dream job list is pilot.
Okay.
I don't know. Ask a Southwest pilot in December. Living the dream, kid.
Yeah. Okay, and I have a study when... okay. If you had the power to turn your one of your five senses on and off, what would you do?
Smell.
I like that answer.
That's the only answer.
That's what everybody said.
Yeah.
40% of people said that.
Somebody rips, turn it off. You don't like mac and cheese, the smell of it, turn it off.
Okay.
You smell a skunk? Turn it on.
We'd never know when you were in the building if it weren't for our sense of smell.
Exactly. You could be complaining you're wearing too much cologne, and I'd say just shut it down.
I like it.
Turn it off for the day.
A little on and off button on your nose. That'd be amazing.
Some of us would need bigger on and off buttons than others, but still would turn it off.
I hope you were talking about yourself.
Donna!
What?
Mine would require one of those like giant levers like that you'd have to pull down. Ding, ding. Made of steel. Other people have like a cute little button that they could just touch.
Yeah.
Mine requires a buddy's help.
Frank. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'd have a hobby farm. That's my my answer. How about yourself? What did you say? Game show host.
Game show host would be really fun.
Kojak?
We actually share the same, Steve. I get to host a game show every 2:45, and that's because I love it so much. And
What's the name of that segment?
The game show roulette.
Game show roulette.
Oh, yeah. so you never know what it's going to be.
Exactly.
Oh.
It changes. But I came up with that because I've been obsessed with game shows since I was a child.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm. I was
this
talking.
This is helpful.
I had a director. The director of Ring Nation said, hey, I work at the Game Show Network. And I said, oh, I've always wanted to host a game show. And then she said, oh, my gosh, you should host a game show. Send me your tape so I can give it to one of the people there. And guess what I've not done? Well, I sent her a tape, but then she said, send me something new with your Ring Nation stuff on it.
Guess what Mike's new name is? Plinko.
Plinko.
Do you like it?
Just for today, because it's going to change tomorrow.
I don't hate it.
So now we've got something to work with.
Okay.
Plinko.
Plinko.
All right.
Best game. Best game on The Price is Right. Plinko. I get jazzed out of my brain.
See? It's a good name. All right. I think we're doing a slow jam with Rocco when we come right back.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. It's Donna for Bradshaw and Brian. Hey, Steve, how's it going? Hey, you know, on a serious matter here, people need an attorney who's going to fight for their rights. If you've been injured in an accident, if you're in some kind of trouble, you really have to make sure you are being treated fairly. Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant, or a member of his team, would be really happy to meet with you free of charge to assess your case for you. If you're injured in an accident, Bradshaw and Bryant encourage you to contact an attorney right away, because don't forget, said it before, I'll say it again, there are insurance companies who have teams of defense attorneys on staff to help them minimize your compensation. You need an experienced advocate on your side, dedicated to solely protecting your interest. Justice for the injured is not just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. It is the reason they are attorneys. It's all about making a positive difference. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. What's that? It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, and it is that time, friends.
Hey, Rocco.
This guy again.
What's up, Rocco?
Who invited him?
There's something wrong with Rocco.
What do you want, Rocco?
What time is it?
It's Rocco Clock.
What? Oh, Friday. You know, there's no games. You don't need to be on your best, trivial behavior.
I love it.
We just take something you said earlier in the week and play it back at half speed.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see what you picked.
Oh, yeah. I had one submission from D. Valentine at mytalk1071.com.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it said, maybe my movie reviews were funny.
Huh? Not me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that was me.
Oh. Want to hear it slowed down?
Yes.
Here goes.
I'm going to slow things down.
That's right. We're going to slow things down for the lovers out there. This is the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
I'm trying to catch up on Oscar-nominated movies. I watched The Banshees of Inisherin. So here's the thing. It's a very depressing movie. It's slow moving. And it's so weird. It's so stinking weird. And the whole thing is like pretty dark. And by dark, I mean physically dark. And it ends badly.
I'm imagining this, you know, Donna Valentine from My Talk says it's like super weird. And then later they show another scene. It's really dark, like physically dark. And it ends bad. The Banshees of Inisherin. Only with you. You know. It's just great.
I just don't know why it was necessary.
I don't know why it was made.
How about my review of Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Last night, Donna texted me strictly against our policy. And she said, save yourself from Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's rather absurd. And then she, I mean, just praised the movie. I think at one point you almost said it was like perfect.
It's subjective, you know what I mean? Like, I could look at a piece of art and go, wow, that's like really out there and crazy and cool in so many ways, but I would never hang that in my house.
But again, I point you back to the Banshees of Inisherin, ladies and gentlemen. Strap this girl up to a lie detector. She hated this movie.
No, yes, I didn't hate it. I just don't know why it was made. I mean, if you want to find yourself in a sad place of despair, highly recommend.
Oh yeah, that was the Donna and Steve slow jam.
Oh my god,
that's funny. See, that's funny.
It's funny.
It didn't feel that funny coming out of my, because do you know what I mean, Rocco? Have you seen the movie?
No, I just watched a little bit of it in preparation for Monday's My Talk Awards.
Will you please watch it?
I think I could watch it. Is it basically about a friendship breaking up?
Yes.
Okay.
But it goes really badly. Like, it goes like places you would never think to go.
I'm going to have you spoil this for me off the air.
I will.
You know, like when you didn't want to watch Squid Game and I was like, great, let me tell you what happens.
Yes, I will. I will tell you what happens for sure. Yeah. It's just the weirdest movie, the way this one guy really wants the affection of the other guy. And when he doesn't get it, he keeps trying to find out why he's not getting it. Mm. And the guy who's not giving the affection is like, if you bother me one more time, I'm going to do this. And then I'll just leave it at that. And then he does it. And it's horrifying.
Okay, no more. No spoilers.
Fine.
I was just looking at, so there's 10 nominees. We saw Top Gun, colon, Maverick together.
Yeesh.
Sounds like you saw Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeesh.
Banshees.
Yeesh.
Avatar, colon, The Way of Water.
Yeesh.
Did you see The Fabelmans, Donna?
No, I would like to.
You saw Elvis.
I saw Elvis.
Wait, it's, okay, wait. Five. Let's go back to Fabelmans for a moment. Donna, were you in the theater when the Fabelmans began?
Oh, that's right. That's the one you've left because you're like, I got places to be.
No, what?
Remember you went to Salem's Park for the media premiere?
Yep, now I remember. Yep,
so that we're going to count that as an eighth. We saw a 16th.
Because it started so late that the person I was with. Okay, anyway. All right, that's a
Donna walked out on the Fabelmans. All right.
I felt really bad about that.
We've
what else
seen
is
five.
That?
I'm sure you're looking forward to watching something called Triangle of Sadness.
Oh, that's...
Oh, no. It's really funny after that Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yesterday, 9:30, I get a text. Hey, when you get a chance, watch the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once.
From who?
A friend in New Jersey. Okay. I'm like, what?
I've been meaning to watch it again. I saw it, I was telling Lori and Julia, I saw it like at the 9:30 screening on a night where I was in a bad mood.
Oh.
And I thought, this is pretty cool, this is pretty cool. And then I'm like, 2 hours later, I'm like, okay.
Like, okay,
I'm
already.
I'm kind of confused and you need to wrap this up.
But I did feel that way.
There was, it was pretty amazing at times.
Yes, that's the movie that I said, I think it was yesterday, I said, it's not my kind of movie. But that doesn't mean it's not a great movie.
Yeah, it's something else.
Sure.
It's a, it is off the charts bonkers. But, and it just, some things go on too long. But it's still a great movie. I don't ever need to see it again in my life.
There we go.
But at do you know it. What I mean? I will never see that movie again on purpose.
This is great. She's like, this is like if you, you know, like police would just love you. You know, like you have the right to remain silent. Well, just one thing. You would just keep, you just keep offering. We just keep sitting back. I would never again. Like, even in, you have to understand, in a hostage situation, in order for me to be free to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once one more time, I couldn't do it personally. But maybe you could.
Rocco, yes. What is your review of that movie?
Of Everywhere, Everything Everywhere? Yes. It is bonkers. It's a mile a minute. It just, it's genre bending. It's cuckoo. But
do you think
I thought,
Pappy would like it?
I think so. There were some wieners in it at some point.
Yeah.
You mean the hot dog fingers?
Nope.
It was, yeah, right? Isn't that kind of what we're remembering?
Well, the girl, the daughter, her alter ego.
Yeah, that was it, like a weapon?
Yes, was using two of them as weapons.
Yeah.
Hot dogs?
No.
Or? Not
wieners.
Human.
Yeah.
No, not really. Don't worry about it. Don't watch it with the kids, though.
Yeah, probably not. But it is pretty cool. And just, like, the chances it takes and the sequences.
The editing.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. So it could be all these things all at once. You know?
Everything everywhere all at once.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. Thanks.
So I have VidAngel. I have VidAngel, the app?
Oh, yeah. Do that.
And I haven't really messed around with it much. But in theory, what I could do if I wanted to... You're telling me I could go pull up Everything Everywhere All at Once and then in theory just check the box of like things you don't want to see or hear. And I could check like wiener swords.
Yes.
Hashtag wiener swords.
Yeah, it's okay. Just, I don't know if you would like it, Steve. It's hard to tell. You, because you like superhero type movies, you might like this and have a better understanding of someone like me who rarely sees a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, why? What? Like,
that's what should go on your gravestone. I was just like, why? That's how she responds to a movie she doesn't get. Honest to goodness. I would bet a paycheck that if someone texted her today during the show, she would hear... And then look down and go, why? Always.
I'll tell you what I liked about the movie. The acting, Jamie Lee Curtis was so fabulous in it as well. The acting was fantastic.
I'm planning on watching it again.
Oh, my God. That's 5 hours of your life.
What are the other best picture things that we need to do?
We just had
just a couple more real quick.
Tar, Women Talking.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
All Quiet on the Western Front. And I think I mentioned all the rest.
Okay. As a show, we've done pretty well. So wait a minute. I got to come in here on Monday morning. So this upcoming Monday?
Yeah.
And defend?
Now here's what we're talking. I do. The promo's about to play. But Monday morning, you guys are going to talk about best actor, biggest asshat.
Okay.
And best streaming / television show.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel strongly about any of them.
Well, good news. You don't have to talk about them. I have to.
I'm trying to remember who you guys nominated.
Oh, you're coming in?
I just read a promo that said, join me, Grant, and Bradley as we join the morning show at 8 a.m.
Oh, God, am I going to get stuck with, like, what am I going to get stuck with?
I think I have it here.
I don't know.
Donna, you're coming in Tuesday to talk actress, most valuable celebrity.
Oh, no, these are bad.
And movie of the year with Dawn and Julia.
Okay, so I have Amber Heard, movie of the year, Top Gun?
I think that's correct.
Okay.
And you guys voted
and then
most valuable celebrity.
Prince Harry.
Who are mine real quick?
Monday, you're talking, I think you voted for The Dropout, Elon Musk, and Harry Styles.
Oh, The Dropout? Man. Haven't seen it. Elon Musk. Okay.
This is going to be fun.
And Harry Styles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so you guys voted for The Dropout, a show you didn't watch.
No, Donna
My other favorite
it.
One is you guys voted for Song of the Year, Cuff It
Rocco.
By Beyonce. I would encourage both of you to sing it right now.
Rocco, I did a Cuff dance it. To Cuff It
okay.
with Wanda Sykes. Ever heard of her?
Yeah, I just watched her in a terrible show called Velma on HBO Max, by the way. Have you guys watched this?
No, but it is actually
getting some tough reviews. It's a tough day for Mindy Kaling. With
you know, and I was like, well, I'm going to like it. I'm a hipster animated, you know, late night comedy fan. And it's just not. It's just hard to
it's
watch.
A really
it's
good
very
cast.
Abrasive.
Yeah.
You're right. Good cast.
Yeah, a lot of.
And I'm just like, I haven't laughed once. And it's very abrasive and unenjoyable.
Here's a tip for you, Rocco.
Here's what my quote on it.
We gotta go.
I just don't know why they made it.
Abrasive and okay, there he is. He's right. Longing himself out here. We got to go.
Goodbye.
Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Let me give you Crescent Tide's origin story. Lisa and Verlin, they're from here. They started a small business. Verlin, they used to be like in the full service funeral business, and they were very good at it. But at one point, they just felt like, this just feels like kind of a racket. We feel like we're making people pay for things they don't need, and it's super expensive, and this just doesn't feel right. Let's just do something simple. Let's do something simple, transparent, and affordable. They just do one thing now. They just do simple cremations. They start at just $800. If you want to add things like visitation type stuff, expensive urns, that sort of thing, you can do that, but they will talk you through it. They're not going to trick you into anything. It is very transparent. Like I said, affordable. Starts at just $800. My mom went in. She's still around. She prepaid and pre-planned for a simple cremation for when it is her time. That's something you could do for your family or talk to your parents about. CrescentTide.com.
It's the Donna.
Hey, final stretch of the show. Oh, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The time now here in the center of North America is 11:49. But we know that we have listeners in Guam, in South Africa, in France, in China, I think even in Russia.
We do. We definitely do. I can't remember his name, though.
In Florida, in Arizona.
New Jersey.
Pennsylvania.
New York.
My Aunt Lynn listens every day from Ohio. Shout out to Youngstown. Hello, Youngstown.
Do you think your Aunt Lynn likes me?
Aunt Lynn, shoot me a text and let me know if you like Donna. Donna, I think, asks this question a lot. You assume that most people in my personal life dislike you, except for my sister, Janie.
Yeah.
Who's like fangirl.
Like
she
Janie.
Really wants you to come over and have pasta.
Oh, my God. I would love to.
You're not serious when you say that.
Yeah, no, I am. I am. When should we do it? Let's do it in the winter. Pasta, comfort food.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. What do you think of Plinko?
I don't mind Plinko as a nickname, but I was doing a little editing of the podcast just now and heard you say, hey, Kojak, what do you think? And I kind of don't know why, but I like it.
Oh, you're liking Kojak, huh?
Sounds interesting. Doesn't make sense. Maybe that's the thing. We tried to stay too close to Mike. Mighty Mike. Mike the Mensch. Mike. Mike Aroni. Haven't tried that.
What if we called him Jeopardy Mike?
That's stupid.
Oh, okay.
Or wait, there are no bad ideas when brainstorming. Let's write that one down.
Forget it.
Jeopardy Mike. After Plinko, Plinko's in. You're out.
Plinko's great.
Hey, Plinko, can you look that up for us?
Yeah. I got you.
All right.
See?
Yeah, see, it works.
And people, what do they feel good when Plinko comes on? No one has ever turned off The Price is Right ever when Plinko is the game.
In fact, you're always hoping it is the game. Like when they say, and now we're playing a pricing game.
Yes.
And then the thing moves and you're just begging for it to be Plinko. Plinko.
People
and if it's not Plinko,
nuts.
Then you get sad.
I also always like hole in one or two.
Yes.
That was great. Watching people putt for a big prize. It is great. Was it a car sometimes? Were they putting for a car?
I feel like it was a cash prize was the final one. It was a bunch of little products, and then it was always like that 5,000 or 10,000. It was always a cash prize, I think.
Incoming text message from my Aunt Lynn in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, Aunt Lynn!
I think Donna's great too.
Aw, thanks, Aunt Lynn.
That's great. See, Donna, you're...
Well, what's she going to say? Right?
We led the witness, but still. She's a straight shooter, though. Aunt Lynn's a straight shooter.
Tell me what she says when we're not on the air.
Yeah. She's holding you back.
Right.
She's the anchor to your ship.
Yes.
These are my morning mantras, but...
Yeah, it's okay, Steve. Should we call you-know-who-y?
Yeah, let's call Brian.
Do we think we're going to get cranky Brian or happy Brian?
Happy. It's Friday and the sun is
come out. Down for moose soup it's after. Not. It's always a
surprise. Oh, no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it can't be.
If you're hungry today, go down to the cafe. It is big soup of the day.
Gotta be happy.
Dink one day he'll have moose soup.
You said dink one day.
I did?
I think so.
I think you might be right.
I heard that, yeah.
Dink one day. Oh, no. I have Friday tongue.
Your call is being forwarded to a Mitel voicemail system.
Hang up and call back.
Oh, wow. Steve's getting aggressive.
Well, I mean, that's the worst voicemail of all time. He needs to hear that and hear how bad it sounds. He's a great guy. He's fun.
John hates Plinko. You can't guarantee
it. Brian.
B-Dog!
Hey, what's that?
Hi.
We just called twice because you didn't pick up the first time.
Yeah, it's free taco day down here.
Oh, that's right. Chris Melvitt down in the newsroom celebrating 50 years here. Real quick, do you know how bad your voicemail sounds? And I say this with love. You're my boy.
Yeah, it's probably pretty bad.
It goes like this. And then that's all you say. And then it's like, please leave a message.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically you guys are the only ones that call and leave messages.
Well, then maybe why don't you spice it up for us? Like, hi, this is Brian, as heard on the Don and Steve radio show.
That sounds like a lot of work.
All right, speaking of work, is there a soup today?
There is not.
Wow.
It's just the taco bar.
Yeah, you just mailed it in.
You've changed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Did you see that email Donna sent you last night?
Oh, I did. The people have spoken, huh?
Yeah, they said we need more Brian in our lives.
I just don't get it, I guess.
All right.
Do you think your wife likes us?
Some days.
All right. That's fair.
Wow.
That's right? Fair. Yeah, that's totally fair.
I mean, you guys kind of tear me apart, and then she just laughs. So those are probably the days she likes you guys the most.
It's so a bit. What's your wife's name?
Heather.
So if we're thank you for listening.
If we're too nice to you, Heather's like, oh, come on, guys.
Oh, that was boring.
Oh, okay.
Rip that up.
Well, with that, yeah, I want to crack my knuckles, get loose here. All right, well, we'll see you Monday. We'll bring you some hell.
All right, sounds good, buddy.
All right, bye.
There's a guy who works in our newsroom, Chris Melvitt, and he's worked in there for 50 years.
Oh, my gosh, so that's amazing.
Today, they are celebrating him in what they're calling a living funeral. I'm kidding. No, it's a celebration.
What does he do?
He helps out like on the technical operations side of things, getting live shots set up. When you see people broadcasting live and four of them back to back to back to back, Chris Melvitt helps to handle the operations side of the news world, technologically pulling it all off. When Channel 5 does state fair shows, Chris Melvitt is mapping things out. If they Twin Cities Live goes on the road, Chris Melvitt's got a hand in making sure you got the right things to get you up looking the right way, sounding the right way.
Neat.
Happy 50th to Chris Melvitt.
Yes, happy 50th.
Would you know him if you saw him in the hallway?
Probably not.
I'll point him out today.
All right.
He hangs out in that little hole on the way to the cafeteria.
Oh, perfect.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great weekend, everyone.